Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today. On
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hello, it's Chris.
Well, 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 we meet again. No, I don't know why I started the episode like that. Hi, everybody. What's up? And welcome to Chris vs. the People. I'm your host, Chris Clemens, and y'all are the people. Now, today's episode's calls are going to be centered around school and maybe crazy things, traumatic things, silly things that happened at school. I have a lot of people constantly asking me how they can be a caller on this show. And in the description of every episode, we have a Google form that you can fill out. And if your story gets picked, honey, you have officially become one of the people, like capital letters. Did that make sense? No, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can't win them all. And if your story hasn't been picked, keep submitting until it does, or it just gets ignored forever. Who knows? But I'm excited about today's episode. It feels sort of like a part two of last week's episode, which I had so much fun, like reminiscing about my own life during school. I don't know. I really, that and the religion episode, I was like, ooh, who knew religion in school would be... I mean, no, they're still not my favorite things. Let's be so fucking for real. Now, before we get into the phone calls, however, I want to remind you, if you haven't, to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVSThePeople. We're rolling 26,000 subscribers deep. It's a real cute time. And I am so excited for y'all to see the New York City set and some of the guests that we are going to be interviewing. And then, as always, you can join us on the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon, patreon.com/ChrisClemens. Today we have a story that I am very excited to hear about because it has just so many of my favorite keywords. And I mean, we have never missed an after show. So if you join the Patreon, there are plenty of insane extra episodes to watch that, I mean, you really will just sort of... You'll feel like a very normal person, I fear, by the end of listening to all the after shows. All right, take the last bites of your breakfast, honey, or else you'll miss the bus because we've got our very first caller. Hey, Hannah, what crazy school party story do you have for Chris vs. the People today?
Yeah, let's get into it. So this was like, I want to say the weekend COVID started.
Okay.
And I will also preface all of this with I have chronic ADHD. So do not fret to be like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, I am playing the role of Map and you are Dora. Got it.
Exactly. Sometimes I need that.
Okay.
So there's this girl in high school. She went to a different school and she's kind of known for like having threesomes. And that was just, she was known for it. And we were like, whatever.
In high school?
Yes, in high school. And it was just kind of this known thing. No one really knew her.
But is that like a common thing to have happened in high school? Like maybe I was just like super virgin of the year in high school. But like even sitting here now knowing my high school experience, like if I had heard people were having threesomes, I mean, sure, people were. Oh, my God, that feels insane to me that you said that so casually.
Well, that's why it was such like. Oh, she's the one who does it because no one else is doing that.
Oh, okay. So it was shocking even to you.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was like, oh, we all know that girl does that. But, like, you know, she's over there. She's doing whatever.
Okay.
And so it's high school and, you know, it was kind of the thing where you just got set an address and you go. And so we got this address to this party and we're like, it's me and my best friend at the time. And we're like, all right, let's go. We pull up and it happens to be this girl's house.
Are these addresses that you get sent parties of people that you go to school with, or they could be total strangers in the area who go to a different high school?
Exactly. So I went to a charter
school.
No,
which one?
Which one?
Like, holy shit, babe, you are ADHD patient zero. Oh my God.
I was also walking. Okay,
in,
I'm here.
In your in your high school, you said people got texted addresses and you showed up. Were these addresses of people who attended the same school as you, or these could have been total strangers to you?
No, it was most of the time it was total strangers.
That's so crazy.
There was some acknowledgement. Like, just, I went to a charter school and it was very small, and then all of the big district schools were around. So we would kind of get pulled into all those big district school parties.
Okay, gotcha.
But we didn't actually know the kids at that school.
Okay, but this was all a very normal occurrence for you in high school.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what grade of high school is this taking place in for you?
I had just gotten my license, so junior year, I want to say.
Oh my God, okay. She's blasting Sweet 16 with her convertible top down. Work, girl.
Oh, I wish it was a convertible top.
Didn't we all in high school, man? Didn't we all?
But yeah, so this girl's known for having threesomes. We show up to this random party and we're like, oh, it's this girl's house. Like, we've never actually met her, but it's the girl who we all just know has threesomes.
Oh my God, the address was for Queen of Threesomes. Holy shit. Okay, work.
Yeah, so we show up and we're like, holy shit, we've heard about this girl. Here we are. Not kidding, there's like six people there, including us.
Wait, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yes, yes. Like, we pulled up thinking it was a party and there's like six people.
Oh, honey, it's not a party, it's a six-some! Welcome!
Yeah, literally. Okay, so she... We're at her house and we're all like, okay, is this going to turn into a party? Like, should we leave? Like, this is weird. The only reason we stayed is the guys there we were friends with. So it was like, whatever.
Okay.
And then she, I'm dead ass, ends up having a threesome with two boys, which other, also in high school, insane. Like, I feel like if you're going to have a threesome in high school, it's two girls. I don't know.
But she's one of the girls, right?
Yeah, no, but she was the only girl.
I guess, yeah, in high school, it's pretty wild that two boys were comfortable enough to be in a vicinity of another man's penis.
Uh-huh, especially where I'm from. Like, uh-huh.
Ooh, I love that subtle drop of tea right there. Mm.
So that happens, and we're like, I can't believe this is happening right now. Like, we just got here 30 minutes ago, and she's dead-ass having a threesome. Like, it's real.
Wait, so you and your friend are sitting with one other person because 6 minus 3 is 3.
Yeah. Yes.
She's having a full-on threesome with three other people just sitting in her what, waiting room?
Literally, like, we were in her basement and she went up to her room. Like, her parents weren't home.
I would fucking hope not, but based off of this Miss Amelia Bedelia character, I wouldn't be surprised if they were.
Kind of, yeah. So, yeah, that happens, and we're like, damn, can't believe that actually existed.
Damn, can't believe we didn't get picked.
Real. She's like, I just got an address. Like, she comes out from her threesome, and she's like, I just got an address to this party. Like, let's all go. And we're like, all right, round two. Like, that's how we got here, but okay.
You're 0 for 1, girl.
Literally. And we're like, all right, let's do it. So I was one of the only ones there who could drive, I feel like. I don't really know. And so I'm driving to this party that somehow is even more in the middle of nowhere. And we get there, and it's literally, and by the way, threesome girl is in my car. I'm driving her. I don't know her name. I couldn't even tell you it.
I, as a 32-year-old adult who is exactly twice the age of you when this is happening, this is like the most insane sequence of events. But like, I remember at the time that like this... I mean, like, some of this would have felt insane, but a lot of this would have felt normal. Of just like, okay, we'll go to this person's house. We'll go, like,
literally.
I now have, like, seen Gone Girl, and, like, I watch too much true crime. Like, you're saying you're driving a girl who you have known of, but just met tonight, and have also heard her have a threesome.
Yep.
That, to me, is just, and you're going to a total stranger's house. This is insane. Ugh. I'm living.
Oh, we're not going to a house. We're going to a barn. We're going to a barn.
Oh, yeehaw! We are going to a barn!
We think we're going to a house. Uh-uh. So we're following this address, and we're just going, and then we're like, I'm like, it says we're here. We're literally just in a field. And we turn, and there's like a parking lot of cars in this field. And we're like, all right, guess we're here. So we walk towards the barn. It's a literal like in-use barn. Like there are horses inside the barn. And it's a two-story barn. So the party's going on the top floor of the barn. And then on the bottom floor is literally just like horses doing horse shit.
Horses are like, y'all, can you shut the fuck up?
Literally. They're like, we just didn't ask you to be here. And so then we go up to this party. It is unlike, like, yeah, we went to random parties all the time. This one was, I couldn't tell you anyone who was there. Like, usually it was like, oh, there's blah, 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 and there's blah, blah, blah. No, this one was like, I have no idea where we were, who it was, what school it was the majority of. I don't know.
But on the bright side, there were more than six people.
Very true. There were a lot more than six people. So we go in, it smells like shit, like literal horse shit, and there's so many people, and we're just talking to these girls, you know, making friends, doing whatever, and completely organically, this very Vine, like if Vine was still a thing at that point, it would have blown up on Vine. It was just this stupid video that happened to happen of me being like, my name's Hannah. And then this other girl is like, oh, my name's Hannah. And then this guy just popped out and he's like, and my name's Jaw. And then it was just, it's a, you'd have to watch it type of thing. So then I post that on TikTok and it starts going like viral, like crazy viral.
Okay, queen, work.
Yeah, I the only time that's ever happened. And so then I get this ad on Snapchat. And it's from this girl named Hannah, who I had literally just spoken the words, my name's Hannah, too. And she's like, hey, I saw your TikTok. Can you take it down? And I'm like, girl, no. Like, I'm going viral. Like, this is how I'm going to make it out.
You're like, mama's going to Hollywood, honey.
Literally. Like, nah, that's not going anywhere. And she's like, please. Like, my parents are really, really strict. And I was like,
oh, is it her barn? Is it her party?
No, it was just some girl there.
Oh, okay.
She just didn't want her parents to see that she was at a party, I think.
I got it. Yeah, that's not on you to keep that secret. I mean, what are you, a fucking audience member in the Hannah Montana concert that she had in a small town? Like, shut up.
Exactly. And so I'm like, whatever. And then I start getting comments, and it's like, she could hear this. I haven't talked to her. I guess she could think it's funny. The comments start coming in. They're like, I'm pretty sure that's one of John and Kate plus eight spawn. And I was like, what? And then I started looking. She was literally, you remember John and Kate plus eight, right?
Oh, babe, my jaw is like halfway to the floor right now. How could I forget that fuck ass Karen haircut? Are you kidding me?
Right. So this is John and Kate plus eight spawn. In my TikTok video that's going viral. And so then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe her parents are fucking crazy. Okay, I'm going to take it down. Like,
wait,
I won't do that.
Wait. The girl DMing you to take down the TikTok is one of the eight?
Yes, the girl in the video is one of the eight. Like, the girl that I made the video with is one of the eight.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my parents are strict, bitch. You can Google every waking moment of your dad's past like 10 years. Shut up and read that.
Uh-huh.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh my god, gag.
Yeah, so that I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll take it down. Fine. So just like every good high school party ends, as we've learned on this show, it ends in gunfire and everyone running for their lives. So
was it John or Kate?
No, John and Kate were not there, and John and Kate and their eight all made it out safe. As far as I know.
Did you know you went to school in like the same area as these people?
No, not at all. That's what I was like, because it's the middle of nowhere. And I was like, I don't know I drove 30 minutes to get here. I don't know how far you drove to get here, but I mean, she's from the state. So I was like, she made it somehow.
Wow. I mean, like, I don't want to be the news cycle and breeze right over the shooting. So all of a sudden you're in a barn full of, may I remind you, animals, and someone fires a gun?
Yes. Someone fires a gun. They're just full out turns into like...
like at someone? Did someone die? Are there injuries?
No. No one. I mean, as far as I know, no one died. There were no injuries.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if Hannah, the other Hannah in this story, was a victim? It'd be John and Kate plus 8 minus 1.
Literally. Like,
that's
could have been awful.
Wild. Like, that is almost a word problem.
And then, I mean, like, just the fact that all of this is happening in bumfuck nowhere, Pennsylvania. That's the best part.
Ah, Pennsylvania. There we go. This makes so much sense, babe. This, that really, full circle, we got the answer.
It's a little close to your backyard.
A little too close, some might say. Some being moi.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So this, was this like a typical high school party for you guys?
I mean, kind of like the other ones. We've had one get shut down by the Amish. Like the Amish, it was like a Project X type of thing in the middle of nowhere. And the Amish literally
Wait, babe. I'm going to have to stop you right there. What do you fucking mean that a Project X type party was shut down by the Amish?
Yeah, like it was just a house in the middle of nowhere. It was an Airbnb that these high schoolers were like, oh, let's rent this Airbnb and throw a giant Project X party.
And then you're telling me that bitches with bonnets rolled up in horse-drawn carriages to tell you to shut the fuck up and leave?
Chris, to keep it short, I got a police escort out of that party.
Period! They're like, wait, you're the girl from that TikTok. We got you, gal. Here's your escort.
Yeah, and I was met by a very judgmental Amish man at the end of the driveway, leaning up against his horse and buggy, the chillest seat ever, probably leaned against it. Like,
I mean, like, I'm not even gonna lie, that's hard as fuck. Like, to just be leaning up against your horse and carriage, like watching a degenerate high schooler like get a police escort. Like, I mean, I'm shocked the Amish people didn't have a stroke right then and there, seeing lights or hearing music.
Right. And then you have to think about the fact that they put in the effort to get to a phone to call the police.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
They took their horse and buggy right down to the fucking police station and said, follow us. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Literally. Like,
I've heard a lot of crazy shit on this show. I have never heard in my 32 fucking years of life, an Amish person shutting down a high school party. That's beautiful.
You know, yeah, low-key, I will never forget it. I will never forget being 15 in a cop car and just that Amish man's face. It's like ingrained in my mind.
Was he cute or no?
No, he was old and he had his beard. And
no, I figured he's Amish.
Yeah.
No offense to the Amish community. Although if you're watching this, I don't think you identify as such anymore, so hey, girl.
Yeah, they're probably not.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm now having a theoretical conversation with an Amish person. Anyways, thank you so much for sharing this fun little joyride with us today. I mean, wow. I kind of wish I had your high school experience. It sounds like there was just absolutely no supervision, and that's, I think, kind of beautiful.
Right, isn't it?
Just vibes.
Something, yeah, it's the middle child thing. You know, my parents are just like, you go do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this all makes sense now. It's the middle kid of it all.
Right in the middle.
Period. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You as well. Have a good rest of the episode.
Thanks, Hannah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Y'all, I feel like we missed the real story here, which once again are the Amish crashing a party. We swept that one a little too quickly. You know, if it were up to me, this whole episode would be about that fucking story. Oh my God. The Amish, I have grown up near the Amish. Like, not near as in, like, I pass a horse and buggy ever. But, like, near enough where I can drive 30 minutes, 45 minutes and see a horse and buggy. And, like, in third grade, we went to, like, an Amish farm as a field trip just to, like, I guess, look through the zoo enclosement at them. I don't really know what that was. But I just remember thinking, like, wow, this is fucking fire. There's pigs and cows and shit. Like, they all seem happy. The lack of, like, you know, running water and, like, electricity freaks me out. But maybe I could adapt. But, like, I have familiarity with the Amish is what I'm trying to say. I have familiarity with the Amish. But, like, wow, I'm kind of gagged to know that they're just, like, out there shutting down high school parties. Anyways, we're going to shut this down because we have another call. Now, before we get to our next call, today's episode of Chris vs. the People is brought to you by Tempo. This time of year, I'm trying to stay consistent with eating well, but between work and the occasional workouts I do and commuting between Delaware and New York, cooking just really is difficult to do. And that's where Tempo comes in, because Tempo gives me fresh, balanced meals ready in 2 minutes so I can eat the way I want without losing time. For those of you not familiar, Tempo delivers fresh, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals right to your door. What I love is that each meal is perfectly portioned for lunch or dinner and ready in just 2 minutes. Especially on nights where I'm recording the podcast, dinner is an afterthought. And this is why I love Tempo, because that means real food, real fast, without the sad desk lunch or drive-through regret. With 20 new recipes every week made from nutrient-rich ingredients, Tempo keeps things exciting and helps you stay consistent with healthy habits. If you don't believe me, even busy athletes like Maria Sharapova swear by Tempo for balanced meals that help them stay on top of their wellness goals. And no matter your goals, there's a Tempo meal for you. For example, a protein-packed meal with up to 30 grams of protein. Tempo really is so convenient, but also flexible enough to fit the way you want to eat. And what's exciting is that for a limited time, Tempo is offering the people 60% off your first box. All you have to do is go to tempomeals.com/Clemens. That's tempomeals.com/Clemens for 60% off your first box. Again, that's tempomeals.com/Clemens. Rules and restrictions may apply. Alrighty, and just like I promised, we've got another phone call to get to. Hey, welcome to Chris vs. the People. What school story do you have for us today?
Hello. I catfished my ceramics teacher my senior year of high school.
No, for sure. Who didn't? How long ago was this?
This is the 10-year anniversary, so I feel safe to share at this point.
It's the 10-year anniversary. Wow. What a special time to be having this story be told. So why did you catfish your ceramics teacher?
Okay, so the page that he used was called, like, our high school, like, blank HS ceramics, and it was a page for, like, the class.
Was it like a page, like, when you say a page, it was like a website the teacher set up for his students?
Oh, this was an Instagram page.
Oh.
It was an Instagram page that he had set up to, like, post our, like, class projects.
That feels, I don't know how I feel about that, especially 10 years ago when, like, Instagram wasn't, like, what Instagram is today.
Yeah, baby, that was the Wild West. And that's why we'll get to the pages for class. And then one day everyone in class is whispering. They're all whispering to each other. And they're like, did you guys see? Because this is the stage of Instagram where it would show you, like, Chris Clemens commented on this person's photo.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, if Instagram brought that back, like, you can keep selling my fucking data. Actually, no, Mark Zuckerberg, you can go get fucked. But, like,
yeah,
that was the tea. So, okay, for people listening who weren't there for this, on Instagram, there used to be, like, a, not a news feed, but sort of just like a feed of everybody's activity that you followed. And you would see pictures. Like, if you followed me, for example, you would see the exact pictures I liked and how long ago I liked them. You would see who I followed, who I commented on. Like, this was all just like a feed on Instagram.
Public mess. I miss it.
Oh, I really do too. Like, we have enough tragedy in the world, but, like, I do think that that might help or heal some aspect of me, but we're getting off topic. Okay, so your ceramics teacher has a public Instagram account showing the artwork from your class.
Yes. Like, there's pictures of me on this account, like, holding my clay work. So everyone's whispering, did you see that the account has been commenting all sorts of crazy stuff on all sorts of Insta baddies pages? Like,
you're fucking lying. Your ceramics teacher is just horny as hell and is sexting from the high school class ceramic IG?
Yes, in the comments, in the public comments of all places.
Do you, like, okay, maybe you're going to get to this. Did you think he thought he was in a different account and was doing this?
I just think he didn't know how the internet works.
Well, I would hope so, because if he's doing this knowing how it works, that's actually sociopathic.
Yeah. I think looking back, I was like, oh, I think you just really didn't understand.
How old was your ceramics teacher at the time?
He wasn't even that old. I would say maybe he was like mid, late 40s, like,
oh, that's when this kind of behavior becomes, like, oh, hard to watch, because you're like, oh, he just doesn't know what he's doing.
He just don't know.
Okay, so everybody's whispering about his whisperings.
Yes, everybody's whispering about what he's doing, and we're all like, what? Like, me and my friend kind of didn't believe it, because we were like, you know, as, like, homies with this teacher, looking back, a little inappropriate. Like, why would we, like, have lunch with him and stuff?
Like, no, but, like, I don't know. In high school, like, you're sort of growing up. I had teachers whose classes, like, classrooms I would sit in and I'd have lunch with them. And, like, not that I was friends, but, like, I felt close enough where, like, I could be myself with them and, like, they could meet me halfway. I don't think that's weird. I mean, but, like, based off of my own experiences, I don't know what's to come in this story.
Yeah, right. We didn't think it was weird at that time either, but we were just like, oh, it's like, do you really think it's him, like, making these comments? So me and my bestie, that was like, you know, let's say a Friday, we go home over the weekend and we're like, do you really think that's him making those comments? Like, what if a kid also has the login? What if he also gave it to a student and they're just, you know, like, playing tricks or something? So we come up with the bright idea to make a profile similar to the ones he was interested in. God bless this baddie. We stole all of her photos. We found an Insta baddie. We stole all of her photos and we put them on this account. And we spent like 3 days making it look real, because we didn't know how dumb our teacher was yet. We were like, oh, if we just, you know, zero followers, zero posts. So we built up like an army of like 600 or 700 creepy men, like, following this. Low-key marketing slay, like,
like, low-key, we ate up AP marketing.
No, like, we really did. Oh, we really did. So that's, we got, so it looking funny. Real. We had all of these men commenting. Then it started to become like funny for us, because then we're just like, we were making like catchphrases for her. Like, we would have her always say like, "Oh, you know me, boo." Like,
no, that is the best part of like catfishing. I like have made Finstas that are public facing, but they're not me. Like, it's like, I'll pretend to be like a fashion blogger or like something like that. And like, it really is so fun to create this character.
Ah, the alter ego of it all. It's so fun.
It's incredible. Oh my God. Like, I get why fucking Miley Stewart was hooked on being Hannah Montana in seventh grade or whatever the fuck. Like, that is a fucking high and a half.
Yeah, that's a fucking hit.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay. So you were creating catchphrases for her.
Yes. So we're in our alter ego content bag of this woman. And then we're like, okay, now the account is ready. It looks believable enough. Let's just follow him and see what happens. So we click follow. And Chris, within 5 minutes, he is in the DMs. He has sent two shirtless selfies and said, "Hey, baby."
Babe, I have chills, and like the worst kind.
The way we threw our fucking, I don't know, probably iPhone 4.
I don't even have a phone in my hand, and I'm like about to throw my fucking phone. That is crazy.
Flip the table. Because imagine seeing that. We were like, wait, you're literally our teacher. We just wanted to know if it was a student, but now we have shirtless photos of you.
Like, it's weird seeing your teacher outside of school. It's even fucking crazier to see your teacher outside of school and shirtless.
And shirtless.
Was he hot, at least?
No.
Oof. That's...
No.
So upsetting.
Yeah. And so we got our what we wanted at that point. The only other thing we wanted, just like as 17-year-old girls, we wanted to know if he smoked weed, because it was a rumor around school that someone saw him at the dispensary.
Well, yeah, babe, he teaches fucking ceramics. I mean, do you think he's fucking making pots for his family? No, bitch, he is making bongs, bitch. He is making pipes.
Like, yeah. So we did ask him about that, and he confirmed. He was like, yeah, I'll smoke it everyone.
So how, like, not that you need to remember, like, exact sentences, but, like, how did you go from shirtless pics to do you smoke weed?
I think, looking back at the screenshots, we were so obviously just, like, on some 17-year-old fuck shit. Like, we were so, like, yeah, yeah, to all the flirty stuff, and then be like, but do you smoke weed? Like, but he was so clueless. I'm looking back at one of them. He literally... A shirtless picture of him said, hell yeah, baby, I work out. I'll smoke every once in a while. I got nothing against it, but push-ups every day of my life.
That's worse than the shirtless picture.
That's worse.
That is worse than the shirtless picture.
And I love that my iPhone will never let me forget this. Every time I get a new phone, iCloud's like, oh, and here these screenshots are. Here you go.
I mean, finally, Apple doing something right, saving the ancient text. I mean, you should be grateful that your phone is keeping those from generation to generation.
I know, I'll have to show my grandkids.
I actually almost just had a huge snot come out of my mouth. This is fucking insane. So how does this end? Did you guys just like shut the account down one day? Did he catch you?
It actually ends in a way where I'm like, holy shit, I have actually not spoke to anyone about this in 10 years. Like, me and my best friend, we didn't tell anyone because we were kind of just like, whoa, that was crazy.
Well, like, no, once you like successfully catfish, it's like you really can't go around being like, I did this, and like expect applause as if you just won like a Nobel Peace Prize. Like, I get it, because like that's how I felt successfully catfishing an asshole in middle school. But like, you can't brag about it then, because then people are like, that's really bad, Chris. And I'm like, well, okay, you're a bummer.
I'm like, well, you know, just have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, like, have you tried having fun?
Yeah, like, have you ever considered? I will, like, speed run through the events. This all happened, like, we catfished him around April. It's now, like, May, June, like, end of the year, and I need to pass this ceramics class, and I've done all of my projects. But after we catfished him, like, we kind of got a little, it got a little awkward, you know, because we were like, okay, we don't really want to like eat lunch with you and shit. Like, I know your secrets. And he was also the type where he would be really, like, really nice and friendly. But then the next day we'd be like, put your phone away. And I was tired of that shit. I was like, you got to pick one. You're either going to be like the nice teacher or not. So he was, I still have the screenshot too in this file of like my grade. It's like I've done every project, but I get an F in participation every week. So I guess not hanging out with him. Anyways, Chris, he wanted to fail me. I almost didn't get my high school diploma because he didn't want me to like get lower than a D in ceramics. So I go to the principal. And I'm like, hey, I really, really need to pass this class. There was also, side point, there was also a day where he like screamed at me in the class. And I was like, okay, I'm done with this, because I was trying to like fix my grade with him. So I just went to the office. I sat with my principal. I said, how can I pass this class? You can see I've done my projects. I just need to graduate. And he's like, we really can't get involved in teachers' grades.
Well, no, you are the principal, babe. This is your house.
No, yeah, like, he just totally did, like, I feel like what a lot of people in our government do, which is like, oh, it's somehow out of my hands now. So I was like, okay, well, if we can't go the nice route of like, hey, I've done my work and I'd like to graduate this class, like, I have more information for you.
You slid a manila envelope across his fucking desk that was paper clipped and with a stamp on it that says top secret.
And the manila envelope was full of the screenshots that I had just printed out in the public, like, teacher's lounge. Like, I went to, like, I really went into the school lounge of, like, printers for us to use. And I just clicked print. I printed off every screenshot and I just took it to the office. I was like, look.
How did that end well for you?
They actually, I was really nervous and being like, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this, but they actually were so scared that I was about to turn around and like be on some, I got assaulted by my teacher or something because the messages he sent were so crazy. But I made sure to tell them, I was like, no, he thought I was like a lady.
You're like, no, I successfully catfished a grown man, for the record. Let that be on my diploma.
Yeah, I'm like, let that just go for the elective credit that I did that. But they pretty much, I guess they called him in the next morning. And from eyewitness accounts of kids that were in the office, they said that he like stormed out. He started yelling and he stormed out. And he never came back. And everyone that took ceramics that year got an A.
Girl, did you ruin this man's life?
Well,
like, did you get a grown man fired because you wanted to see if he smoked weed or not?
This is literally why I haven't told the story. I've struggled with it. I've been like, what the fuck? But I did know from someone who went to rehab shortly after we graduated high school that he was working at a rehab facility because she saw him there.
Oh.
So he has a job at least.
Was he working or was he there as a patient?
No, he was working. He was working.
Okay. So he wasn't... He wasn't down on his luck too long.
No, he wasn't too down bad.
Girl, this is crazy. This is crazy.
I know. It was like lots of details left out, but overall truly crazy. But I think my favorite cherry on top is that after we like finished catfishing him, we were like, well, what do we do with this account? And we just thought it'd be funny to change it to a Minion memes page. And without deleting any of the baddie stuff, we just like spam posted like 100 Minion memes on top of it.
So if I find this Minions meme page and I scroll to the bottom, I'm going to find a baddie that some teacher risked it all for.
Risked it all for her. But one commenter did, he was like, this is like the funniest bait and switch of an account. We got like 700 creepy men to just like spam them with Minion memes after.
Period. I mean, that
2016 really was a time.
No, 2016 was like a totally, you should put that in your like 2026 is the new 2016 little trend that's passed 2 months ago. Wow, you were very active in your school community. Good for you, I think. Question mark.
Yeah, very much question mark.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing this with us today. What like high school, the more I hear from everybody's perspective, was just so fucking funny. Like, and unserious. Like, at the time, high school felt so like end of the world. Like, this is the most important thing I could do with my life. And like looking back, I'm like, oh my God, that was unserious as hell.
Yeah, that's buffoonery, babes. Like, that was like, what the fuck were we up to?
Well, I mean, if high school's buffoonery, I don't know what the fuck we'd call whatever you did, girl. Goddamn, you went the distance.
Yeah, I did my big one. I would have like nightmares about it after. Like, truly, even talking about it, I'm like, this is a big step for me. Like, I'm so sorry to that man. It just... It all happened the way it did.
But that's like growth. That's the difference from being in high school and then being, you know, like 27.
Oh, totally.
I get that. Wow. But I'm glad you shared that with us for the 10-year anniversary coming up. That's very exciting.
Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Honestly, what a fucking nightmare. At no point did I know what was going to happen next of this phone call, and... quite honestly, I enjoyed it. So thank you so much for sharing on today's episode.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good luck with the rest of your calls.
Thank you, babe. Stay off Instagram.
Just deleted it this week. We're off.
Love that. You are just on your way to living the dream, girl. I'll talk to you later.
Have a good day. Bye, Chris.
Bye. What were we all on in 2016? Like, why did all of us collectively have not one chill? I catfished like a student. I can't imagine. Wait, did I catfish a teacher? I have to think about this one in the privacy of my own home. So I'm going to do that thinking later because we have another phone call. Hi, Cammie. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What story from your school years do you have for us?
So when I was in middle school, I broke my vagina trying to impress a girl in the gym locker room. But then everyone watched me get wheeled out in a wheelchair and go to the nurse where she laughed at me.
Wait, there's a lot of questions I have to ask as a follow-up. The first follow-up is, was the nurse the one laughing at you?
Yeah.
I think if my middle school nurse laughed at me with an injury I came to her with, I would have killed myself. Like, just plain and simple.
So she laughed at me, and then she laughed on the phone to my mother, who then reamed her out.
Okay, period. And that's a mother. You're like, what are you fucking telling me? You're laughing about my daughter's broken vahuha.
In her defense, it was way funnier.
You're like, in the nurse's defense, yeah, I would have also. So how exactly did you break your vagina trying to impress a girl?
So it will require a little bit of backstory.
Okay.
But essentially, the girl I was dating at the time, which, you know, dating loosely because it's middle school.
Yeah, totally.
She was, well, one, a little bit crazy. Like, she truly believed that she was in relationship with, like, the creepypastas.
The what? Ak, excuse me?
Like, Slenderman.
Oh. Okay, so the girl you're dating thinks that she's dating Slenderman?
Yes. So to give you an idea, obviously, neither me nor this girl was mentally healthy, which is how decisions ended up becoming, you know, what they were.
Okay.
So we were like kind of together, and I, you know, typical weird childhood. So I was like, what can I do to impress this girl? And the answer was climb on top of lockers.
Oh my God. I actually hate where I think this is going.
Yeah. So I climbed on top of the gym locker room. It was like underground because the way that the middle school was built was weird. But usually we were the like weird kids in the corner, obviously, judging by, you know, who I was dating. But so we were just kind of crowded into a corner, and I don't remember how the conversation exactly went, but it was something along the lines of us like giggling and, you know, talking, and like, I got on top of the locker to try to, like, you know, just ahaha hee hee out of her. But then I slid down to, you know, go and say hi to everybody. And the locker had like a large locker area and then a shoe cubby right above it. And the shoe cubby's door was open. And I did not know that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You divided the Red Sea like Moses himself.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed, though, by this, because I fell. They heard, obviously, and saw everything happen. And I, like, obviously, because the other thing is that these are tall, you know, it's a full-size locker. So I fell down. Everybody was watching it, and they were like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, you know, I'm so good. I'm totally fine. Like,
I'm so good. You have a locker door up your pussy. Like,
basically, yeah. So I can feel that I hurt myself, but, you know, adrenaline, I don't exactly know how bad. So lo and behold, I'm like, oh, I'm good, I'm good. But I also, like, when I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, but whenever I would stand up, I would also get kind of faint. So typically, that was kind of whatever.
Was that, like, before the locker door entered you?
It was before, but also after.
Okay.
But after, I just thought it was just, you know, usual, I'm kind of, you know, iron deficient. Turns out it wasn't that. So I started kind of passing out downstairs, but enough where I could, like, compose myself and pretend like nothing was happening. Turns out that nothing was happening in my mind, but it was actually happening. So we went up into the gym room, and I started, like, you know, trying to just pretend like everything's normal. Normally, we just made an excuse and, like, sat out instead of actually playing, because I'm not athletic and I'm not about to be. But I started going down, and at one point, my vision went completely black, and then I was on the ground. I never passed out, but couldn't stand up either. So usually whenever a kid passes out in the middle of the gym, they call the school nurse. Well, because I couldn't stand up, she had to get a wheelchair. When she got the wheelchair, I had to get wheeled out in front of everyone who just saw me pass out, because it's a small school, because I'm from, like, middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. And they wheeled me out in front of everyone. And some people knew where I was getting wheeled out, but not a majority of people.
So you're unconscious getting wheeled out of gym class?
I was conscious, but I couldn't stand.
Right. Okay.
So I also lived through it.
Wow, you really fell on that locker door and hit the factory reset.
Oh my God. So when I actually got to the nurse's office, she was like, sweetie, just tell me, like, I need to know how I can help you. And I was like, oh,
I don't need to retell it, do I? Like, you don't need that.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
She made me retell it.
Of course she did.
She made me retell the whole thing.
If I were a middle school nurse, I too would have made you recite it. I would have fucking made you do a reenactment. Like, this is the Gettysburg Address battlefield or whatever.
Yep. So she ended up calling my mom. And my mom was also a nurse, so she like got a call from school nurses, which was kind of regular with me because I'm a clumsy person. But the nurse couldn't stop laughing trying to explain this to her. And so she ends up like reaming the nurse out, coming and picking me up. And I still have a scar to this day from that on my inner thigh and also on my lady bits.
All because you were trying to impress a girl who was infatuated by Slender Man?
Yeah, I'm not saying I was making the best decisions.
No, and I don't want that to come off as judgment. I just wanted, I guess, more so to hold up a mirror to reality and then also, I guess, ask to confirm.
Yeah.
That was, in fact, what happened.
Oh, yeah. And here's the gag. That's the first time I've done that in my life. There's been two times. And the second time when I went to the hospital, because I did it twice, they were like, has this happened before? And I had to say yes.
Why? After the first time, have you death dropped on not only one, but more locker doors? What are you talking about?
So it wasn't a locker door. It was like one of those shitty Amazon collapsible ottomans. But yeah, I was like walking backwards during a hookup and tried to sit down on the ottoman, but the top moved just enough that I managed to hit myself right in between the legs. And I got I believe it was a tear on my urethra.
Girl.
Oh, it gets worse though. Like the first story is mortifying, but then I had to explain to these nurses that yes, I've done this before, but the other thing is I'm a tattoo artist. And while I had my legs open explaining the first story, they were asking for my business card because they wanted to get something done by me.
You know what? I think that's kind of beautiful. They said, let us pay for these hospital bills. We'd love a tattoo.
I was like, how did I do this once and then twice?
Oh my God. So the first time you're obviously in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're an adult with a tattoo business. And you're still doing this?
Like I said, not a lot of great... It was actually during the middle of a threesome, too. There's a lot going on with the second one, to be honest.
Girl, you need to take whatever bubble wrap came with that Amazon ottoman and wrap yourself tightly with it.
Yeah, no, seriously. And I posted online, because I thought it was the funniest shit that I managed to do it twice, but I posted online about it and on my own personal Facebook, because I try to keep my work and, you know, personal things separate. And I posted like, ah, sex sent me to the ER. And my partner at the time, because I was in a relationship and we were having a hookup, their entire family followed that account. So they saw that post.
I mean, this feels like a modern adaptation of Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events, because there has not been a glimmer of optimism anywhere here, except for, I guess, the fact that you can give yourself tattoos. Oh my God, babe. What?
Mm-hmm. The first time I just had to go to the nurse and then I was able to kind of like ice and be fine. The second time, it was right before a holiday and right before, you know, kind of the weekend. I had a catheter in for 5 days.
Oh my God. Cammy.
I had to give you 2-for-1 story.
No, I mean, like, how does one person do this so many times?
You know,
all while trying to impress people. I think, like, I mean, nobody is gonna sound more DisneyChannel.com than me when I say just be yourself, girl. There is no need to impress anyone.
But what happens if yourself is a mess?
Well then, girl, you're calling into the wrong hotline, because same.
Yep. No, you're good. I love watching your show because I am a mess.
You feel less in the trenches. I get it.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes.
No, that's how I feel during this entire call. I'm like, wow. There was a time in the locker room during gym class, we had to change out of our gym uniforms, and I didn't want to take off my shoes. So I took my gym shorts off over my shoes, because they're shorts. And then it was like in the winter, so we had a dress code that had to wear, we had to be wearing pants. And I tried to get my shoes through the legs of my pants, and then they got stuck, and I was the only one in the locker room laying on the floor, sweating and low-key crying, trying to push my leg through because I also couldn't pull it back out. Anyways, I eventually worked my way through and did that. But yeah, I don't think anything positive happens in a middle school locker room to make you feel slightly better.
Nothing positive happens in my experience in any locker room, to be honest.
And I think that's fair. I think, you know, that's on par with a locker room. Like, at least your best moments aren't happening there, you know? Like, how sad would that be?
That is true. But honestly, most of my stories ended somehow. I'm embarrassing myself.
Well, yes. And that's why we're both here. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing this. Wow. You are brave. Let me tell you.
Thank you. No, I fully should get the She's So Brave song, like, as a ringtone at this point.
Yeah, so as you're fucking falling on your hoo-ha, you can have someone calling you to the tune of that.
Oh yeah, I need like an actor's cup at this point, just for safety.
I was gonna mention that. I was like, okay babe, we're gonna take you to Dick's Sporting Goods House of Sport, and we're gonna find you a jock strap with a cup.
You know, I don't know if that would even help, but I appreciate the offer.
I don't think it would hurt. Well, it might actually, depending on where you fall on the locker door, but that's a different conversation. Thank you so much for sharing, and I'm proud of you for, you know, making it past middle school.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're like, fuck you. To which I would say, touche.
No, it's true, though.
Well, Cammy, I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Wow. That call really solidified my theory that nothing positive ever happens in a locker room. If you've had something positive happen to you in a locker room, pop off, do your thing, strut your stuff. But like, wow, cannot relate any less than I possibly do right now. And with that behind us, we have our final call of the episode.
Hello?
Hi, Julia. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You're the final call of the episode. What wild story from school do you have for the class today?
Oh, it's a doozy. When I was 16, I fully shit my pants on a school trip in front of my classmates.
Wow, do I feel like this call is targeted as a fellow pants shitter. Okay, so you're 16, which means you're in high school. You're on a field trip. Where were you guys going or coming back from?
So it was a spring break trip. We went down to Louisiana.
Is it like a school organized spring break trip, or it's like you and like other people from your grade?
No, it was a school organized trip. And we went to Louisiana to help people rebuild homes that were destroyed from hurricanes.
Wow, that is noble as fuck. Okay, so why did you get humbled for doing such a great deed?
Well, the woman whose house that we were working on, she gave us crawdads and fried chicken. And I'm from up north where we don't really cook with like any seasoning. So like, I'm not used to the Cajun spices, and I ate a lot of the crawdads and fried chicken.
Oh my God.
It probably wasn't the best idea.
Babe, you didn't just shit your pants in front of your classmates, honey. You created molten lava.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Like, there's Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Like, honey, you are Lava Girl.
No, truly. I also have IBS.
You went from no seasoning to a full-on Louisiana fried chicken and crawdads?
Listen, I was trying to culture myself.
No, and I applaud that. I don't want this to come across as me shaming you for that. But oh my God, knowing what I know.
Yeah.
Honey. Lava Girl, slow down.
No, literally. Yeah. It was rough. So we had just eaten the food, and then the place where we were working was like 45 minutes from where we were staying. We were staying at a church.
Oh my God. Wow. We all have this story, don't we? Of like I did like a Habitat for Humanity house building trip with like a church, and I stayed in a church also. Holy shit.
I know.
Haunting.
Yeah.
It's a haunting experience.
Truly. Yeah. But anyways, so our drive was like, it was like 45 minutes. And like when we got into the car, like probably like 10 to 15 minutes into the ride, I was like, oh shit. Like I started to feel like, you know, like the, it's like contractions.
The gargles.
Yeah, yeah. Something bad is going to happen. So I asked the teacher that was driving the van if we could stop at a bathroom or like a gas station. And unfortunately, there wasn't, we were like pretty far from another exit. So he's like, can you wait a little bit? I'm like, yeah, no, totally. I can totally wait.
You're like, that's a very interesting question, Your Honor, because I don't have the data for that.
No, literally. Yeah. So I was just like, okay.
Wait, so how many people are in this van with you?
So there is, my friend was with me, and then I think there was like two or three other kids, and then there was two teachers.
Oh my God, it's like a very intimate crowd.
Yeah, I also went to a really small high school, so things got around.
Oh my God, I'm fully picturing you on like a yellow school bus full of kids, like doing this in front of, like you were in a very enclosed space.
Yeah, I was a minivan. I was in the middle row.
Were. Okay, so the person driving is like, there is no bathroom. Can you hold it? And you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm just like, okay, think inward, clenching thoughts. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be good. And then I was like, maybe if I just like let out like a little fart, like it will be okay.
Lava girl.
Yeah.
Lava girl. You have got to be fucking, I was going to say shitting me, but like you're about to. What?
I was 16.
You're in the middle of a fucking potions class in your stomach and you're going to, that's when you decide to trust a fart?
I didn't know what to do. It was not good, but.
No, I know it wasn't. As a former, I've trusted the fart on camera. I'm aware that it's never good.
Yeah.
You're sitting in this position with a cauldron that's screaming, bubble, bubble, double trouble, and you trust the fart?
I didn't know what else to do. I was, like, panicking. I was, like...
No, I mean, like, I'm looking at this with, like, hindsight being just the crispest 2020. Like I get in the moment, you're not thinking, like, this is gonna backfire. But oh my God, girl, hearing this story as a veteran?
Yeah.
As a veteran? Oh my God, I'm clutching my fucking metaphorical pearls, honey.
Yeah, but anyways, I don't know like how graphic to get on this, but like it was like that fart turned into like me fully shitting my pants and like it going all the way down my legs and just like fully filling my pants and turning my jeans like a darker shade. I was so fucking mortified.
As you're in a fucking minivan with your fucking peers and colleagues, I'm crying.
I also was sitting and it like spilled down my legs. So that's saying something.
How long into the car ride did you do this?
Honestly, it feels like it was the beginning because like I had to sit there forever. But like realistically, it was probably like halfway through the car ride, like maybe like 25 minutes in. So we had like 20 minutes left. God. Yeah, it was horrible. I immediately texted my sister and I was like, I just shit my pants. And she like she didn't believe me. I'm like, I don't know what to do in this situation.
You're like, Mrs. Thomas, can you take a picture of my shit-covered jeans for my sister?
Yeah, and like, I don't know. When I was 16, like, I was so insecure. So I'm like, no one can know what just happened. And like, I was fucking mortified.
You say with fucking suddenly camouflaged pants.
Yeah, and then the worst part about it is like, well, I don't know if this was the worst part, but like,
I was going to say it gets worse than this.
One of the boys sitting behind me looked at his friend and he was like, bro, did you just fart? It smells so bad. And then the window just gets rolled down in the car.
Oh, so nobody knows you've shit yourself except you. It just stinks like a dead raccoon.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to tell a soul about this at all. And then, like, probably 5 minutes later, we're approaching the next exit. So my teacher was like, do you want to stop at the...
You're like, pull over! Please! Pull over!
No. I was like, at this point, I was like, no, actually, I don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. I'm okay. And he's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, no, totally. We can keep going.
You're like, I'm fine, actually. I actually feel a lot of relief lately. I don't know from what, but... I feel great. Brand new.
No, and so then we get back to the church and like, I was not about to like get out first because everyone would fucking know. So I was like pretending to adjust things in my bag and like organize things. So like people went around me. And then once everyone like had made their way a little bit, I like got up and took my sweatshirt and tied it around my waist and fucking booked it for one of the bathrooms. And then once I got to the bathroom, oh my God, it was disgusting. I was scraping shit.
No. Okay. And then we got what you did in the bathroom, babe. Okay. We absolutely know what is happening underneath your blue jeans. And it is nothing blue. Trust and believe. Wow.
It was foul.
So did anyone find out that you had done that? On the trip?
I'll get to that point. But I don't think so. But like when I was like in the bathroom trying to like clean myself a little bit, like someone had walked in and like it smelled really bad in there. But like I hadn't left the bathroom. And like once I like had cleaned up, I like put my pants back on that were still pretty fucking gross, but not as gross. And I like ran to like the room that I was sharing with like all the other girls on the trip, and I like ran, I grabbed a pair of pants, I went into the bathroom and took my shitty pants and put them in a trash bag and then threw them in the bottom of the trash can. And then I went to go shower and I was like, no one fucking knows. I was so sly. No one knows. So I like went on with my life and went on with my day. And then after dinner, one of the teachers was like, can we have all the girls come over? We want to talk to you guys. And the teacher was like, so I think someone got sick in the bathroom. So if you're not feeling well, like you can come talk to us alone and we can give you medicine or whatever. Just like, let us know. And I was sitting there looking around being like, damn, who shit their pants? It was not me.
You're like, what bitch feels sick? Oh, it must suck.
Yeah. And like later that day, like one of the teachers that was in the car, she came up to me. She's like, how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm good. I'm great. Why? And she's like,
oh, she knows. She fucking knows.
But literally, like, I like went on with like my life, like being like, no one fucking knew. I hid that so well, and like no one brought it up ever. Like I never heard anyone talk about it, and my school is really small, and like maybe people were talking about it like behind my back, which I don't blame them, but like I feel like I would have heard if someone was talking about it. I don't know, but I think I got away with it.
Yeah, I love that optimism.
Yeah,
wow. I love that you were in Louisiana building homes and practically destroyed your own. That's that's really unreal.
Yeah.
Did the minivan not get ruined? Like, I'm I'm confused how Vesuvius was contained.
I don't know. I mean, I was wearing pretty thick denim jeans, so like maybe that played a role in it. I don't.
Oh my God. I'm gonna vomit. There really is like nothing worse. Like when you shit your pants, that's when you sort of just like, you go back to start.
Yeah.
Like you've lost and you've got to start all the way the fuck over. Like there's no way to like bounce back from that. Although it sounded like you did really well, actually, in terms of bouncing back from such a natural disaster.
Honestly, I just like had to gaslight myself and deny and be like, that never happened. And like the only people that knew were my sister and then one of my friends from a different school. Like I didn't tell anyone until like years later. And I was like, no, that's actually so funny. And now it's like, I don't know. It's just like a core memory. And like, just like, I learned so much from that experience. Never trust a fart.
I was going to ask you what you learned from that experience, and that is probably the best lesson you could have learned from that one. So I'm glad that we're moving that forward. I will say, as a fellow pants shitter, I want to make it clear. It's not like I'm just like shitting my pants because I feel like it. Like the last time I did it was, well, no, it wasn't on video. It has been since. That is so upsetting. But like, I say that because you really do get to a point where you're like, I will not trust the fart, and you don't. And I don't trust my farts anymore. So I hope you've made it to the other side of the circle, I guess. I don't know what shape we're working with right now, but I'm proud of you for coming clean about it and also getting clean from it. In a pretty subtle manner. That's impressive.
Thank you. I'm vegetarian now also, so hopefully that doesn't happen.
I would be too. I would be too.
Yeah.
Wow. And with that, I'm going to bid you adieu.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for being on today's episode. I really appreciate you, you know, digging deep and pushing through.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. No. I love your podcast so much. Well,
thank you. Thank you for being a part of it. I really, really appreciate it. I love my people.
And we love you.
Ah, don't make me blush, girl. Or shit.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, wasn't that a shit note to end on? Wow, it is comforting to know, though, that maybe I'm not as dysfunctional as I think I am. Like, I think of myself as a mess, and then I sit my ass here and make some phone calls, and suddenly I'm feeling fucking top of the morning about myself, and I think that that's beautiful. And with that, we've come to the end of the episode. If you enjoyed it, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People, rate this 5 stars, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps us out immensely. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and if I don't see you on the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon, I will see you guys next week. Mwah! Bye!
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.